Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our new summer show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads inaugurates a series of new musical plays and operettas created especially for the Railroad Hour and starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight and every Monday night, the world premiere of a new operetta is brought to you by the American Railroads. The same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Dorothy Warren Scholl will sing the role of Mary Parker in Beautiful Dreamer by Lawrence and Lee. And I shall be an old friend of yours named Steve. You wouldn't recognize his face, and you never shook his hand, but Steve is a good friend of yours just the same. You've met him in melodies like this.
Weep no more, my lady.
He never really had a home anyplace, except in the hearts of the people who loved his songs.
Camptown lady, sing the song. Do-da, do-da. Camptown racetrack by my home. Oh, do-da day. I come down there with my hat kicked in. Do-da, do-da. Go back home with a pocket full of tin. Oh, do-da day. Wind around all night, wind around all day. Set my money in a box till night, somebody bet on the bay.
The long tail Billy and the big black horse.
Do-da, do-da.
They fly the track and they both cut across.
Oh, do-da day. To find my chicken in a big mud hole. Do-da, do-da. Can't catch bottom with a 10-foot pole. Oh, do-da day. Wind around all night, wind around all day. Bet my money on a bobtail nag.
Bet my money on a bobtail nag.
Somebody bet on the bay. Oh, do the bay.
That's a nice, spirited melody. How much is it?
38 cents. But we have a special this week only, ma'am. Any three Stephen Foster songs for just $1.
This isn't by Stephen Foster. It can't be. He only writes sad songs.
Oh, no. He used to write happy music.
But that was many, many years ago.
What?
Who is this man?
I don't know.
Excuse my appearance. I'm a customer.
I'll take that song, young lady. You needn't wrap it. I had no idea this music store catered to trash.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come in here.
No. Please, let me help you.
Well, do you have a song called Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming?
Yes. May I sing it for you?
That would be very kind of you.
Here it is. Let me see now. The key is E flat.
Bright redeeming the fleeting. beautifully. As if the words had a real meaning for you.
Oh, I love all of Mr. Foster's songs, but I think this is my favorite.
Is it? Is it really your favorite?
Somewhere my love lies dreaming, is sweetly dreaming the happy hours away.
You aren't even looking at the music. You know it by heart.
Yes, I know it by heart.
Come with a lute, come with a lay.
My own love is sweetly dreaming, her beauty beaming.
Somewhere my love lies dreaming, is sweetly slumber, thoughts bright and free, dance through her dreams like gushing melody.
Light is her young heart, light may it be. Come where my love lies
copies of that song?
Why, certainly. That'll be $1. Oh,
but you don't understand. I don't have any money.
Well, we can't just give songs away.
Yes, I know. But you see, it's my song.
Your song? You're Stephen Foster?
I don't expect you to believe
me. Oh, but I do. I do believe you, Mr. Foster. The way you sang that melody.
It's been hard times lately.
Here, take the music.
Thank you, my child.
You look thin. Are you hungry?
No.
Please, let me tell my grandchildren that I once had a luncheon guest named Stephen Foster. Another bowl of soup, Mr. Foster?
Well,
it'll warm you up. You know, that's the trouble with New York City. Too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer.
That's the trouble with friendship. You either have too many friends or none at all.
Why are you so lonely, Mr. Foster? Was there a girl?
A girl? Of course. There was Jane.
Well, you never wrote a song about Jane. Katie Bell, Laura Lee, Nellie Bly.
Don't you remember?
I dream of Janie with the light brown hair.
That's not the way it goes.
That's the way I wrote it. But Jane thought it was too public that way.
It's too public that way, Steve.
But, Jane, I thought you'd be pleased.
I'm not a lady of the chorus, Steve. I'm your wife. And I don't want your love for me to be a commodity in six sharps.
But, Janie...
With every minstrel company and every showboat from Pittsburgh to New Orleans singing about Janie. Janie with a light brown hair. I won't have it, Steve.
All right, I'll change it then. But every time you hear it, my darling, my bride, remember, it was written for you.
I dream of Jeannie with a light brown. happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer.
Mr. Foster?
I don't know.
She's dead?
I don't think so. We just decided to go our separate ways. I'm not a very good provider, I'm afraid. You see, Jane and I loved each other, but I guess we just weren't very good friends.
I'm sorry, Mr. Foster.
I don't know what's happening to me. So many of my songs are about dreaming. It's coming now, so I can't tell the dreams from the truth. I don't know if I'm honestly here talking to you or if it's just in my mind. I'm all swallowed up in dreams. I can't tell the truth from the lies and the real from the unreal. I'm lost halfway between real life and dream life. Oh, help me. Help me find my way.
We'll return for the second act of Beautiful Dreamer in just a moment. Wednesday, the 175th anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence, has deep meaning for all of us. For on that day, the birthday of our nation, we will again pay tribute to brave men who demanded an end of tyranny, men who declared a new liberty which guaranteed freedom of thought and action for everyone. This belief inspired those who declared their independence and who fought bitter years earning it, opening the way for the establishment of democracy in the United States. Under our democratic system, we Americans produce more and live better than any other people on earth. This is due first to the institutions which our forefathers gave us. But the fact that we enjoy such plenty as the world has never known before, and such as is known nowhere else today, is also due in part to transportation, which made it possible for America to be truly united. In the beginning, mighty stretches of wilderness separated the people of one coast from those on the other, and inland communities were able to gain only a foothold. With the coming of the railroads, however, our continent was kept a unit politically and made a unit commercially. For the first time in thousands of years of recorded history, it was possible for an entire continent to be welded into a unit. The early railroads moved constantly into the wilderness, opening new areas, creating markets for the products of farms, mines, and forests, and supplying those pioneers who operated them. Little shops became large factories. Small towns became cities. When America got her railroads, she started to grow, and nothing could stop her. And because the railroads and the nation have grown together, the railroads on this Independence Day again pledge to do their part to keep America strong, to go forward with it, to the great destiny that lies ahead. Now here is the second act of Beautiful Dreamer, starring Gordon McRae as Stephen Foster and Dorothy Warrenschold as Mary Parker.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me, starlight and dewdrop. hearts are waiting for thee.
Help me. Help me find my way.
Oh, Mr. Foster, why don't you try to think back to the happiest time of your life?
The happiest time?
Yes. Try and remember when you had no cares, nothing to be afraid of. Everything smiles and music.
There was a time like that when I was young. Oh, Lord, how young I was. Jane and I took a river trip on one of the old paddle wheelers all the way to New Orleans. It was our honeymoon, really.
It's our honeymoon, Steve. Come out and watch the lights go by on the shore.
Well, I've been working on a song, dear.
Another song? Oh, what's the point of it, Steve? Oh, your little jingles are nice for parlor entertainment, but, well, I do wish you had a substantial job like, oh, a floor walker or a bookkeeper. Then I'd really be proud of you, Steve.
But listen to this one, Janie, and I think you'll be proud of me.
I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my cooler for the sea. It rained all night today, I left the weather, it was dry. The sun's so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Well, I'm going to Louisiana with my banjo on my knee.
And we're going to Louisiana, Jane. I wrote this song for us.
Oh, it does have a nice lilt to it, Steve.
I had a dream the other night, but everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna, she was coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says, I am coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm going to Louisiana with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
What happened, Mr. Foster? In the music store, well, we sell thousands of copies of your songs. I'd expect you to be a rich man.
Well, other people got rich from my songs, but I never did. Somehow, I just don't know how to sell things. Once, years and years ago, I took one of my songs to the greatest minstrel man of them all, and I was shaking in my boots.
Yes, yes. What is it, boy?
Mr. Christie, I have a song I thought perhaps you could use in your show.
Sorry, boy. We only employ the compositions of established masters of the melodic art.
Well, Mr. Christie, listen to my song, please, and see if you don't like it.
There's a piano, son. I'll give you 2 golden minutes of my valuable time.
Thank you, Mr. Christie.
Down upon the Pee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam. Still longing for the old plantation, and for the old folks at home. All the world I'm sad and dreary, everywhere I roam. Oh, river, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
I'm a mellifluous piece of music, my boy. But what's the name of that river?
The Petey, sir.
Don't like it. How about the Yazoo? No, that's worse. I have an inspiration. Make it way down upon the Hudson River.
Well, it's supposed to be a southern song.
True, true. Well, my boy, there's a fine map of the Republic here in this atlas. We shall peruse it together. Let's see. There's the Rappahannock, Monongahela, the Susquehanna, all too long.
Say, here's a little river with an interesting name. Here in Florida. Flowing into the Gulf. The Suwannee.
Still too long.
Well, we could shorten it. The Suwannee River. I like that. The Suwannee River. Never saw the place in my life, but it's beautiful.
You don't suppose the folks in Florida will object to your changing the name of their river?
Object? Way down there? Why, they'll never even hear of the song. Listen, sir.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All the world I'm sad and dreary, everywhere I roam. Oh, river, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
I'll use that refrain in my minstrel show, my boy, and I won't even charge you for the privilege.
Mr. Christie, you'd have to give me something.
Look here, boy. I practically wrote the words to the song. Suppose I give you $10 for the right to declare that I am the sole author and composer, eh?
Oh, please, Mr. Christie, can't you make it $15?
Well, I've a generous nature, but you drive a hard bargain, son, a hard bargain.
How could you be so foolish, Mr. Foster?
Well, I needed the money.
Are you still writing melodies? If you could bring out a thrilling new song, why, well, it would, could be the new beginning of life for you.
The way you say it, it almost seems possible.
What's that?
Oh, it's just an old piece of brown wrapping paper.
With notes scribbled on it. It's a song.
Yes, I keep hearing music, all mixed up with the dreams and the nightmares. And I have to write it down.
Let me see the song. Published, Mr. Foster.
I don't even have music paper to write it down.
I'll copy it for you. Then I'll give it to Mr. Waters at the music store.
You're a gentle heart and a dear friend.
Where do you live?
In the back of a grocery store at 15 the Bowery.
Please be there tonight. I'll bring you the copy. Oh, Doctor, you must help me. I went to his room, and they told me an ambulance had brought him here.
Which of our patients are you inquiring about, miss?
My friend Stephen, a great composer.
Oh, you have the wrong place, miss. This is the charity ward. There wouldn't be anybody like that here.
Oh, you must help me. It's Mr. Foster, Stephen Foster.
We do have a Forrester, no first name indicated.
Let me see him.
Right this way. There was no identification, just a slip of paper in his pocket that said, Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts.
It was the title for a new song.
Here.
Oh.
I'm afraid there's nothing anyone can do. I can't believe this is Stephen Foster. I thought he died years ago.
Perhaps he did.
Stephen.
Janie? You're just part of a dream. And a riverboat. That's part of a dream. And a girl in a music shop. A dear friend. A gentle heart. She wanted me to live again. But she's just part of the dream, too. Just part of the...
Oh, no.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Warren's show will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, our thanks to Shirley Mitchell, Bill Forman, Marvin Miller, and our entire company. Beautiful Dreamer, based on the music and life of the immortal Stephen Foster, was an original libretto by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Railroads are at the very heart of America's rearmament program. Look at any industrial city in America, and you see a beehive of activity. And in the midst of it all are freight trains, bringing in raw materials, taking out finished products. Yes, those trains start at mines and forests, run to mills and factories, and then distribute the products where they are needed in our civilian commerce or for our national defense. Because railroads do this essential job and do it with unequaled efficiency, it is important that they receive the steel and other materials they need to further expand their transportation capacity.
Gordon, you know, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be your leading lady this summer.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Dorothy. And next week, we're stepping up to the plate for a brand new musical based on the famous Casey at the Bat. And we're going to tell the story of why Casey struck out.
See you next week, champ.
Well, I'll be in the bullpen warming up my vocal cords.
All aboard!
Folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next Monday... And our musical version of Casey at the Bat, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Hear the voice of Firestones on NBC.